A Son of the Circus by John Irving. Copyright 1994 by Garp Enterprises Limited, and performance copyright 1994 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved.
Author's notes. This novel isn't about India. I don't know India. I was there only once for less than a month. When I was there, I was struck by the country's foreignness. It remains obdurately foreign to me. But long before I went to India, I began to imagine a man who has been born there and has moved away. I imagined a character who keeps coming back again and again. He's compelled to keep returning, yet with each return trip, his sense of India's foreignness only deepens. India remains unyieldingly foreign, even to him. My Indian friend said, "Make him an Indian, definitely an Indian, but not an Indian." They told me that everywhere he goes, including where he lives, outside India, should also strike him as foreign. The point is, he's always the foreigner. You just have to get the details right, they said. I went to India at the request of Martin Bell and his wife, Mary Ellen Mark. Martin and Mary Ellen asked me to write a screenplay for them about the child performers in an Indian circus. I've been working on that screenplay and this novel simultaneously for more than 4 years. As of this writing, I'm revising the screenplay, which is also titled A Son of the Circus, although it isn't the same story as the novel. Probably I'll continue to rewrite the screenplay until the film is produced, if the film is produced. Martin and Mary Ellen took me to India. In a sense, they began A Son of the Circus. I also owe a great deal to those Indian friends who were with me in Bombay in January of 1990. I'm thinking of Ananda Jaisingh particularly, and to those members of the Great Royal Circus who gave me so much of their